Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, take your girlie to the movies.
In 1946, you could see The Postman Always Rings Twice with Lana Turner and John Garfield. And in The King of the Siam stars Irene Dunne, Rex Harrison, and Bogey and Bacall were the couple of the year in The Big Sleep.
Mystery on something off the beaten track like the Maltese Falcon.
Oh, that was a fascinating story. But here's one that has everything the Falcon had and more. It's Raymond Chandler's latest bestseller, The Big Sleep. What a picture that'll make.
You mind if I look at it? Sometimes I wonder what strange fate brought me out of the storm to that house that stood alone in the shadows. As I probed into its mysteries, every clue told me a different story. But each had the same ending, murder. Every instinct warned me to beware that something more dangerous, more deadly than I'd ever known before was in that room. And suddenly... You wanted to see me?
So you're a private detective. I didn't know they existed except in books, or else they were greasy little men snooping around hotel corridors. Ah, you're a mess, aren't you?
I'm not very tall, either. Next time I'll come on stilts, wear a white tie, and carry a tennis racket.
I doubt if even that would help. Now, this business of Dad's, think you can handle it for him?
It shouldn't be too tough.
Really? I would have thought a case like that took a little effort.
Not too much.
What will your first step be?
The usual one.
I didn't know there was a usual one.
Oh, sure there is. It comes complete with diagrams on page 47 of how to be a detective in 10 easy lessons, correspondence school textbook, and your father offered me a drink.
You must have read another one on how to be a comedian.
Hear what I said about the drink?
I'm quite serious, Mr. Marlowe. My father's
not...
Help yourself. You know, I don't see what there is to be cagey about, Mr. Marlowe. And I don't like your manners.
Well, I'm not crazy about yours. I didn't ask to see you. I don't mind if you don't like my manners. I don't like them myself. They're pretty bad. I grieve over them long winter evenings, and I don't mind your ritzing me or drinking your lunch out of a bottle. But don't waste your time trying to cross-examine me.
People don't talk to me like that.
Oh.
Do you always think you can handle people like trained seals?
Uh-huh. I usually get away with it, too.
How nice for you.
I'm wasting your time. Goodbye, Mrs. Rutledge.
How glad the many millions of Annabelles and Lillians would be to capture me. But you had such persistence, you wore down my resistance. I fell, and it was swell. I'm your big and brave and handsome Romeo. How I won you, I shall never, never know. It's not that you're attractive, but oh, my heart grew active when you came into view. I've got a crush on you, sweetie pie. All the day and night time, hear me sigh. I never had the least notion that I could fall with so much emotion. Could you coo? Could you care for a cunning cottage we could share? The world will pardon my mush, 'cause I have got a crush, my baby. care for a cunning cottage that we could share. The world will pardon my mush, 'cause I have got a crush, my baby, on you.
We didn't know when we were making it that It's a Wonderful Life would turn out to be a Christmas classic and be nominated for 5 Academy Awards. But Donna Reed, Lionel Barrymore, Thomas Mitchell, Henry Travis, Beulah Bondi, Ward Bond, and of course Frank Capra made it a very, very special way for me to return to Hollywood.
Maybe it's a sentimental favorite. The first picture I'd done since being away from the thing for almost 5 years, and with Capra, and the story, I think, is a very special story. And the fact that the story wasn't from the stage or a book or an actual happening, or it was just an idea. Several, sort of a combination of several ideas that that Frank got. It's sort of a friend of his, and he'd write, and every once in a while he just put a P.S. in the end of the letter, and he said, "Just always remember, Frank, no man's born to be a failure." And this got Frank thinking about George Bailey, about maybe, you know, he was wrong to get so depressed and said, "I'll never make it in this town," and so on.
As I was lumbering down the street, down the street, down the street.
Okay, then I'll throw a rock at the old Granville house.
Oh, no, don't. I love that old house.
No, you see, you make a wish and then try and break some glass in. You got to be a pretty good shot nowadays, too.
Oh, no, George, don't. It's full of romance, that old place. I'd like to live in it.
In that place?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't live in as a ghost. Now watch. There's right in the second floor there, see?
What'd you wish, George?
Well, not just one wish, a whole hatful. Mary, I know what I'm gonna do tomorrow and the next day and next year and a year after that. I'm shaking the dust of this crummy little town off my feet, and I'm gonna see the world. Italy, Greece, the Parthenon, the Colosseum. Then I'm coming back here and go to college and see what they know, and then I'm gonna build things. I'm going to build airfields. I'm going to build skyscrapers 100 stories high. I'm going to build bridges a mile long. What, are you going to throw a rock? Hey, that's pretty good. What'd you wish, Mary?
Buffalo gals, can't you come out tonight? Can't you come out tonight? Can't you come out tonight? Buffalo gals, can't you come out tonight?
Dance by the light of the moon. What'd you wish when you threw that rock?
Oh, no.
Come on, tell me.
If I don't, it might not come true.
What is it you want, Barry? What do you want? You want the moon? Just say the word and I'll throw a lasso around it and pull it down. Hey, that's a pretty good idea. I'll give you the moon, Barry.
I'll take it. Then what?
Well, then you could swallow it. And it'd all dissolve, see? And the moonbeams that shoot out of your fingers and your toes and the ends of your hair. Am I talking too much?
Yes. Why don't you kiss instead of talking her to death?
How's that?
Why don't you kiss her instead of talking her to death?
You want me to kiss her, huh?
Oh, youth is wasted on the wrong people.
Dear, when you smiled at me, I heard a melody. It haunted me from the start. Something inside of me started a symphony to sing with the strings of my heart. 'Twas like a breath of spring. I heard a robin sing about a nest set apart. Seem to be strings of my heart. Your eyes make skies seem blue again. What else could I do again but keep repeating through and through, I love you, love you. I still recall the thrill, I guess I always will. I hope 'twill never depart. Dear, with your lips to mine, a rhapsody divine, sing with the strings of my heart. Dear, when you smiled at me, I heard a melody. It haunted me from the start. Something inside of me started a symphony. Sing with the strings of my heart. For it's like a breath of spring, I heard a robin sing about a nest set apart. All nature seemed to be in perfect harmony. Sing with the strings of my heart. Your eyes made skies seem blue again. What else could I do again but keep repeating through and through, I love you, love you. I still recall the thrill, I guess I always will. I hope we'll never depart. Deal with your lips to mine, a rhapsody divine. Sing, oh, 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 with the strings of my heart.
Some historians say that the beginning of the end of Hollywood's glamour era was VJ Day. Well, let's take a look for ourselves right after this.
Welcome to the Macambo. I bet you're looking for Jimmy Stewart.
...8588 Sunset Boulevard, the Macambo. It had a kind of a Mexican look to it. At least, I think that's what they were aiming for. There were huge tin flowers on the walls and a lot of silver and orange paint. And of course, the birds, one cockatoo, four macaws, four lovebirds, and 21 parakeets. Hollywood loved the Macambo and still crowded in on Saturday nights in 1946 to dance.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we're up together dancing cheek to cheek, heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak. When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
A hofer, that's how Dinah Shore describes herself. Whether it's in 1936 or 46 or 56, it doesn't take a lot of coaxing to get her on the dance floor.
I was always a big fan. When I was in school, I was invited by this fellow from the University of Pennsylvania to come up for their big do, for this wonderful big dance. Benny Goodman was there. And as we have mentioned before, I was a good dancer. And he'd invited me there because I knew all the steps. If I didn't know them, we could ad-lib them, or somebody could lead me, and I'd get into it. I never danced. I was just riveted to that bandstand. I couldn't leave. There was Benny Goodman, and then there was Lionel Hampton was playing with him, and Gene Krupa, and Wilson, you know, Teddy Wilson, and Ziggy Elman, and Helen Ward was singing. This was off of a recording. I could not believe it, and I never left the bandstand. That fella couldn't get me back to Nashville fast enough.
Are you ready to call it a night or a decade? We can still catch a late show at Eric Carroll's or grab a bite to eat over at Slapsy Maxie's, or we can drive over to Culver City and see who's playing in Casa Manana. You think about it. I know I want to hear one more song before I head home.
We're back with Jimmy Stewart. We're dancing with the stars in the 1940s.
It's 2:45. There's no one in the place except you and me. So set 'em up, Joe. I've got a little story you all know. Drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. Make it one for my baby and one more for the road.
Was Hollywood different after the war? Well, we all were. We were a few years older, more mature. Hollywood was more mature town, too. Sure, the Macombo and Ciro's were still packed every night, but it seems like we were spending more time at home with our friends. Was it any less glamorous? Were the golden years over? Well, people were still beautiful, kind, gracious. The studios were still producing some of the greatest pictures ever, Miracle on 34th Street, The Farmer's Daughter, Secret Life of Walter Mitty, Call Northside 777, Red River, Sorry Wrong Number, they're all golden in my book. And the music, well, Bing Crosby, Perry Como, Nat King Cole, Sammy Kaye, Harry James, Dinah Shore, Margaret Whiting, they definitely turned out a lot of gold records. I can still see and hear the glamour and the music. How about you? Why don't you put your shoes back on and we'll just do a little more Dancing with the Star.
Miller put you in the mood. It's make-believe ballroom time, the hour of sweet romance. Here's your make-believe ballroom. Come on, children, let's dance, let's dance.
This special program was brought to you by Nike, who reminds you to just do it. Dancing with the Stars was written and produced by Marcia Richeson. Production and engineering by Fred Lindgren. Our special thanks to Dinah Shore, Virginia Mayo, John Strauss, and of course, Jimmy Stewart. This has been a presentation of the Mutual Broadcasting System. Executive producer, Norm Pattis.
Thanks for doing the town with me. Good night.